Time once again for the USDA Crop Production Supply and Demand Ending Stock Report. There was some talk about not putting this out today, but it did come out. And how did we look, sir?
Well, it's a friendly report overall. We are looking at corn and soybean production and yields coming in lower than it was in the month of October, and even a little lower than what the trade was looking for. Corn production now is being pegged at 12.31 billion bushels. This is below the trade estimate, below last month. They're looking at a corn yield of 146.7 bushels per acre, below last month and below the trade average estimate this morning. Soybean production, this is probably the biggest surprise, as most thought we'd see a little larger soybean crop. It's pegged at 3.046 billion, below the average and below last month, with a yield also being lowered slightly down to 41.3 bushels per acre. Now, we also saw a lowering of the wheat production by 9 million from what we saw in the report last month. So it's just below the 2 billion bushel mark on all wheat. Ending stocks also came in lower for corn and wheat, higher for soybeans. The corn and wheat were lower, but not as low as the trade was looking for. The soybeans came in higher and actually were just a little higher than what the trade was looking for. We saw exports cut by 50 million bushels on soybeans. That helped increase the ending stocks. But we saw the wheat and corn export sales left unchanged in the USDA report. Now, this report's friendly. We are hearing calls that they're calling the corn to be 5 to 10 higher, soybeans up 2 to 4, wheat being called steady. But the thing is, we're going to have to overcome these outside markets this morning, as we're seeing our dollar with a lot of strength this morning as the euro is crashing again this morning. We're looking at our Dow Jones futures that is trading over 200 points lower this morning. All this is going to be something that our markets are going to have to overcome, even with this positive news.
And that